We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. On a very historic day, not only here in the city of New Orleans, but all over the United States of America, our country, most of our country, has been shut down. And obviously, we hope it reopens sooner than later, but we have no idea when things will get back to normal. Things will get back to how we're used to here in the United States. It's hard to fathom that a virus in the year 2020 could do so much damage. You know, last week on the show, I jokingly said, when everything started shutting down, I said, boy, I miss the days of Ebola, when we had the Ebola virus here, because that didn't shut anything down. Do you remember anything being shut down because of Ebola? And I've seen other viruses in, you know, swine flu, whatever the case may be, didn't shut anything down. It shut nothing down. Now, the coronavirus has shut down most of the United States of America. Walking around New Orleans last night, it was a ghost town. And it's only going to be more of a ghost town tonight, tomorrow night. New York City, Manhattan, ghost town. And when everything's closed, when you can't go into a bar, you can't go into a restaurant. I mean, you could only get a restaurant food for takeout. And that's everywhere. This is completely unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this. With the stock market losing 30% of its value, the stock exchange, you know, yesterday could have been a darker day. This could have been the darkest day in American history. I mean, this is a darker day than September 11th, 2001.
Think so?
The only thing I can compare this to was when the country went into a Great Depression.
Well, all right, yeah.
When the stock market completely fell apart, back in the 20s. I can't think of anything else. That's a darker day in the history of the United States of America.
You know why it's dark for me, though, and it's discouraging? Because, like you said that this coronavirus shut the country down, but I still disagree with that statement. I don't think it's the virus itself. I think it's the mass hysteria and the paranoia and the fear behind the virus
part of that is correct.
Yeah, I think most of it is. That's my personal opinion, though. Yeah, the virus is serious, but the way we're reacting to it, I think, is doing more damage than the virus itself.
But we don't know how long now. We don't know how long we're not going to be able to go into a restaurant. The kids aren't going to be able to go into school. We're not going to be able to go anywhere. I mean, everything is closed. You can't go. You can't go to the gym. You can't go into a store in a mall. You can't.
We can guesstimate. What we can do is we can take the cases of those that have recovered and try to guesstimate a time of how long it takes for the average person to recover, and then from that information, we can kind of determine when everything should get back to normal.
Tom Hanks and his wife have already left the hospital,
right,
in Australia, 5 days after announcing they had coronavirus. They're already out of the hospital.
They're probably going to go self-quarantine though, right after that. They shouldn't. I don't think they're just going to go out publicly after the 5 days after being in the hospital. I think they're going to go home and self-quarantine. Idris Elba just announced that he has it. So he's a black actor. he was supposed to play James Bond next, you know, because they're trying to change everything. But yeah, he just announced he had it on Twitter. But yeah, if we take the information of those who have recovered, and so far worldwide, 80,000 people have recovered from it, we can just take that information and kind of extrapolate how long it should take for everything to get back to normal.
But when the stock market loses 30% of its value, that you're talking billions of dollars the Americans have lost. We have lost so much money. When the federal government tells you we're shut down and there's telling people we can't go to our jobs, we can't go other places. Do you agree, if you're listening with me right now, is this the darkest day of your life? I mean, other than September 11th, which was horrific, obviously. But this is different. This is affecting so many more people. Text us if you'd like. I mean, I was trying to think last night. This is the darkest day in American history, as far as I'm concerned. Other than when the stock market lost everything back in the 1920s. What was that? Black Monday, Black Tuesday. What was that? You can text us at 504-260-9595. Keep them short and sweet. And if they're good and they add to the show, we'll read your text on the show. If you want to put your first name or your initials at the end of the text, and please do not text while you're driving. But we'll have the latest on this. And there's pretty much only one thing in America that everybody is talking about.
I mean, can we at least attempt to have fun at some
point? Well, we're gonna attempt to have a little bit of fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're gonna attempt to have a little bit of fun, but obviously this is completely unprecedented. We have never seen anything like this before. I haven't in the history of this country. We'll take your texts and hang out with us this morning. We are New Orleans live and local morning radio show, even during the coronavirus. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. Here on Bayou 95.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. And this is the time of the show now where we look at today in history, and we call the segment...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 17th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Doesn't really feel like St. Patrick's Day. The whole coronavirus in America basically being shut down yesterday until further notice.
You know what I usually do? On St. Patrick's Day, I purposely don't wear green so women have an excuse to pinch me. But now with this whole coronavirus scare, women aren't going to be able to pinch me. I didn't wear green on purpose just for that.
What, you get pinched for not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day?
You didn't know that? Yeah, if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, you're supposed to get pinched. Somebody's supposed to come behind and pinch you for not wearing green. You never knew that.
See, no, you learn. Wow. We always try to learn something on this show. How about that? Well, I always usually wear green on St. Patrick's Day, so I've never been pinched.
I purposely don't wear green, but...
I've been punched on St. Patrick's Day, but I've never been pinched.
They're doing it wrong.
March 17th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1976. The Bob Dylan song, Hurricane, prompt boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter's retrial. Do you know that story? It was a sad story. Great song. And by the way, the movie Hurricane is fantastic too, starring Denzel Washington. If you're kind of familiar with the story, or you're not familiar with the story, Reuben Hurricane Carter was a professional boxer, and he got arrested and convicted for a murder he didn't commit. And he was in prison for upwards of a decade, and then this song came out, and it prompted his retrial, where he was again found guilty. But 9 years after that, he was found not guilty. And they said they're going to let him go. And he got out of prison, and he moved to Canada, became a Canadian citizen, where he got arrested in 1996 in Toronto, mistaken identity. He was wrongly arrested in Toronto, Canada in 1996 for selling drugs to an undercover cop. And he didn't get in trouble for that because he was wrongfully arrested. Imagine being wrongfully convicted of murder and then you spend, 20 years in prison. And then you get out, you move to Canada, and you're wrongly arrested, mistaken identity for selling drugs. But look,
that's the worst luck in the world, but he also is one of the first people who got out of jail without the DNA test. A song did it. Like, Bob Dylan's song's the equivalent of the DNA.
Well, that got him a retrial, the Great Hurricane song, but it didn't get him out of prison for another 10 years. Did you ever see the movie?
I've heard about it, but
I know people are looking for things to watch now that there's no sports to watch for a while and you can't go out anywhere and people are looking to binge things. If you've never seen the movie Hurricane starring Denzel Washington as Reuben Hurricane Carter, I highly recommend you watch it.
Put it on the list.
March 17th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1998. Van Halen released their first and only album with new singer Gary Cherone, who used to be in the Boston band Extreme. I mean, it wasn't a horrible album, but when you're trying to follow David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar as the singer of Van Halen, it just wasn't as good as the other stuff, and he only lasted one album. And I was on the radio for years in Boston. I knew Gary Cherone, and I hung out with him a few times. A nicer guy you'll never meet. Yeah. But it kind of stunk that the one album he did with Van Halen didn't work out. And finally, March 17th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Born today in 1967, who went on to become the leader of the Smashing Pumpkins. And when Billy Corgan was born today in 1967, he wasn't happy about it. Well, you could tell by his music later on. And that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All right, coming up next, we'll get some of your texts. I said earlier when we started the show that yesterday, with America shutting down until further notice, it's got to be the darkest day in American history I can think of. I mean, I know September 11th, 2001 was dark, but when you look at the stock market losing 30% of its value, the money of people being told they can't go to work, this is the darkest day in American history because of the coronavirus. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. John Osterlund here with you. And yesterday, with most of the United States of America shutting down for a while, we have never seen anything like this before in our lives. This is unprecedented. And I mean, obviously, I think of September 11th, 2001, and how horrific and awful that was. But in my opinion, I think this, what happened yesterday, this may be the worst day in American history, at least right next to Black Tuesday, October 29th, 1921, when Wall Street crashed and people were killing themselves. They lost all their money. I mean, yesterday on the stock market, we've lost 30%. And we've been told now, many of us, we can't go to work. And all because of a virus. And I know I know some people think the media, the mass hysteria has done this more than the actual virus. I will tell you one thing, when it comes to coronavirus, it will financially devastate many, many, many more people than it will kill. And what do you think? Is this the darkest day in American history since the Wall Street crash of 1929, since Black Tuesday? We asked you to text us. What do you got there, Carl?
Nigel says, hell no, it's not. It's a sad day for humanity.
Yeah.
Liz says, I don't know. I feel things are the same. I still have to go to work for 9 hours. My kids aren't in school yet, though I wish I can go into a store and get what I need. And I kind of agree with that. So far, my daily routine hasn't really changed yet either. I know it affects a lot of people, but once again, I still go to work. I still watch the same shows. But I still have to pay my bills.
Yeah, well, some people still go to work.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Up here where we work, it's a ghost town. The only people, and we, our offices here are usually filled with salespeople. We have 5 or 6 radio stations up here, but the offices have been closed. The only people up here in downtown New Orleans are a few of the hosts who do the radio shows. Go ahead.
Doug the Thug says, there's only X amount of money in the world. So who made the billions that we lost yesterday?
No, nobody made it.
Yeah. Antoine says, yes, I agree it's a dark day, but I really agree with Coleman that the media is media-created hysteria. That's Antoine. Now, this is a good one. I'm not sure what this is, but they say, a dark day, yes, the darkest, no. Now, the flu season in 1918, that was dark. There were more deaths than World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan combined.
All right. Well, so, you see the point, though. I mean, you this is right at the top of the list. This is with a couple of other horrible
times. I think you're looking at it financially. And, I think they're talking about death-wise.
Yeah.
It's the dark day. And one last one, because Troy wants to know who came up with the name coronavirus. Now, the reason it's called the coronavirus is because if you look at it through a microscope, the virus looks like a crown, like if a full moon goes past the sun in a solar eclipse, that crown around the moon is called a corona. It looks like a crown. Crown is Latin for corona. That's where they get the name from. And they call it COVID-19 because co stands for, it's the two words, the two first letters of corona. Virus is VI, and the D stands for disease. That's the designation. But the virus is a disease virus, so they call it COVID-19, coronavirus 19.
And coronavirus has a better ring to it than Budweiser virus.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, when it comes to finances, financially, the United States, this could be the worst. We've never seen anything like this. And as far as I'm concerned, if our federal government is telling many Americans not to go to work and to stay home, mortgages, rents, and all other bills should not have to be paid until the federal government tells us we can all go back to work.
I agree with that.
Do you agree with that? You can text us. You can text us at 504-260-9595. And don't text while you're driving here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And these are some wild times we're living in right now. We've never seen anything like this before, as the United States of America mostly has been pretty much shut down for a while, TFN, until further notice. And by the way, New Orleans is second in the United States only to Seattle when it comes to coronavirus cases per capita. Seattle has 53 cases of coronavirus per every 100,000 people, and New Orleans has about 20 cases of coronavirus per every 100,000 people. New York City is third. And the reason why New Orleans is so high up there is because of Mardi Gras. So many people came into the city for Mardi Gras and then they left. And so that's where we're at right now. Again, our country and, different cities and states all over the country, they're doing everything they possibly can to stop the coronavirus from spreading. That's why everything's shut down. And just take care of yourself. And again, it's until further notice. And do you agree with me? When the federal government tells us to stay home and not to go to work, that we shouldn't have to pay rent. We shouldn't have to pay mortgage. We shouldn't have to pay any bills until the federal government tells us it's okay to go back to work. How could they expect bills to be paid if our own government is telling us not to go to work?
Well, I guess that the government is planning on us to ask them for compensation at some point. You get what I mean? Like, now that we know that there's going to be people struggling for money, the government probably wants to play the role like, all right, if you need money, here's what we'll do, and start doing like FEMA type stuff.
This is going to financially devastate a good chunk of this country, yeah. Coleman.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking that far ahead.
So,
not the politicians.
But text us and let us know if you agree or disagree with me that, you know, we should not have to pay mortgage. We should not have to pay rent when the federal, and we shouldn't have to pay any bills, household bills, when the federal government tells us we can't work, not to go to work. And then when we go back, then we could pick up paying bills again. Do you agree or disagree with me? You could text us here at Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know, with this whole coronavirus situation happening, this is a presidential election year, and we know it's going to be Joe Biden who's going to run against Donald Trump in November. But both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are at odds over who has the better coronavirus strategy. Both men are very credible on this issue because they both survived the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. So stay tuned, more on that coming up. And do you think all rent and all mortgage payments and all of our bills at home should not have to be paid because the federal government told us to stay home, not go to work? This is going to financially devastate many people. If you agree with me or disagree, text us at 504-260-9595. We'll read some of your texts coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you on New Orleans Live and Local Morning Radio Show. We're here, even though it's extremely surreal here in the city of New Orleans. I actually just put my sister and my nephew on a plane. They came down and visited, and my sister actually just texted me saying her airplane is only a quarter full. The good news about that is they got plenty of leg room and plenty of elbow room and be able to have their own rows, basically. And yesterday, when we went out for lunch, it was before the federal government shut everything down. So, and I took them to Parkway. Coleman, you know, you like Parkway over in Mid-City. Some of the best, if not the best, po' boys in town. And when we walked in, we had delicious po' boys. And when we walked out, we're standing outside of Parkway. And then that's when the news flash popped up on our cell phones saying, that's it. Restaurants and bars, they all have to close down. You know, you can get things to go. But so that wasn't my last supper, but it was my last lunch when it came to being in a place. And I couldn't think of a better place to have it. Parkway, with my sister and my nephew, but thank God they got on that plane, because if something happened and they said, you know, we're cutting flights and people were not flying, all I don't know how they live in Connecticut. I don't know how they would have gotten back up there. I'm looking at buses and trains. They couldn't stay much longer with me, I'll tell you that much. I had fun for a while they were here, but that was plenty of time. And I asked you, do you agree with me that while the federal government tells us to stay home and not go to work and basically shut down most of the United States of America, that we shouldn't have to pay our rent, we shouldn't have to pay our mortgage, or we shouldn't have to pay any of our household bills until the federal government tells us to go back to work, that it's okay. Because our own government is telling us not to work, we should not have to pay those bills, right?
This texter says, shouldn't have to pay the bills if you can't make the money. He also says, luckily I'm in the AC business. This texter says, that should include insurance payments and car notes as well.
Sure, all bills. If our own federal government is telling us not to go to work, how are we supposed to be able to pay the bills? Do you realize what this coronavirus is going to do to a good percentage, a good chunk of this country? It's going to financially wipe them out.
Yeah. This texter says, I still have to go to work. People are plugging their toilets with too much toilet paper. He's a plumber. Yeah. Oh, wait. Scroll up a little bit. Everybody's pretty much saying the same thing. Like, yes, the government should have, no, you shouldn't have to pay for the bills. But most people are saying that they want the government to step in and compensate them for whatever money that they lose. I'm not sure. I know that's where it's going to head to, but I'm not sure how I feel about, you know, that. I think the government sort of wants that power.
But if the government's bailing out banks, Coleman, then then we shouldn't have to pay our mortgage. If the government's bailing them out, again, we should not have to pay our household bills until the federal government says, okay, it's okay to go back to work now.
I agree. The good news is there's no traffic on your way to work.
Yeah, this is absolutely surreal walking around New Orleans tonight. More on that coming up. Keep your texts coming in. If you got anything you think we'll add to the show, 504-260-9595 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So as we're trying to make our way through unprecedented time here in the history of the United States where most of the country is shut down, here in New Orleans, most stuff is shut down, but what is not shut down and what will remain open are healthcare facilities, hospitals, grocery stores, pharmacies, banks, gas stations, and corner stores, convenience stores.
Yeah, so all your casino haters can calm down. They're closing the casinos too for a little while. A lot of people's hating on casinos all like for like the last couple of days. Casinos.
Well, here last night at midnight was the end of casinos being open here in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Again, until further notice. Right now, the date they're giving for things to hopefully reopen again and get back to normal life is April 13th. We don't know if that's going to be the if that's going to stand or not, but because we've never ever been in this situation before.
They should just go with 420. Why not? Just make it historic all the way around.
Well, I'd rather have the week quicker, Coleman. April 13th is when they're hoping things will get back to normal. So those are the things that are open, and radio stations too. I mean, because local radio, we're here to help. Any information you need, the latest news updates, the latest statistics, whatever you need, we're here as long as we can still get up and walk in here. So and coming up on the show, we'll get more of your texts. And do you agree with me? As long as the federal government says don't go to work, most of the country is shut down, we shouldn't have to pay our bills. We should not have to pay our rent, our mortgage, any of our household bills. What about insurance bills, car insurance, things like that? If the federal government is telling us we can't work, we shouldn't have to pay bills until they tell us to go back to work. Am I right or am I wrong? Because there is a big chunk of society who are going to be wiped out by this financially.
Now I'm curious to see how it is going to work out, because if we don't work, we don't pay taxes, right? And they need taxes, so it's like a circle. I want to see how this circle is going to operate itself.
It is a circle. You could text us at 260-9595. Let us know if you agree with me or not. It's Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. You know, Lindsey Buckingham sang that Fleetwood Mac song. Do you know which singer in Fleetwood Mac? Because they've had a few over the years. Which singer in Fleetwood Mac sang lead vocals on the most songs? It wasn't Lindsey Buckingham. He was second. Lindsey Buckingham sang lead vocals on 52 Fleetwood Mac songs. Stevie Nicks was third. She sang lead vocals on 37 Fleetwood Mac songs. And remember, those two didn't join the band until the mid-70s. And Fleetwood Mac started out in the late 60s over in England. Christine McVie sang the most Fleetwood Mac songs. She sang lead on the most Fleetwood Mac songs with 56 songs. How about that? I just saw that going around. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have always thought Lindsey Buckingham. But before they were a hit-making band out of Los Angeles, they were a British blues band led by Peter Green. And Peter Green was a lot like Syd Barrett from Pink Floyd, meaning Peter Green took too much acid and he never came back. He was never the same. And that's why the other three, Christine McVie, John McVie, and Mick Fleetwood said, you know, let's leave England. Let's go to Los Angeles and try it again there. And that's where they really made their big bucks. All right. These are wild times we're living in. Until further notice, most of the United States of America is shutting down. And we were asking you, do you agree with me that since the federal government told us, all right, hey, don't go to work, stay home, and so many things are closed, and so many Americans are taking a financial beating right now, do you agree with me that until the federal government tells us, okay, we're in the clear, it's time to go back to work and go outside, that we shouldn't have to pay our mortgage, we shouldn't have to pay our rent, we shouldn't have to pay any of our monthly bills? It's only fair, right?
Well, most of these are just concerns. Like JB asks, are churches closed? I don't know. When you was talking last second about the things that are going to remain open.
Not all of them are closed. I believe some of them are closed. You'd have to check with your own church.
This texter wants to know, any word on airports closing? I think you mentioned that earlier when you was talking about your family leaving.
As of right now, they're still open. I know that Delta Airlines is slashing a bunch of flights. I know that. But as of right now, they're still open.
This person asks, hey, John, I have a court date coming up. What about civil and municipal courts being held? Everybody asking us a lot of questions about, I guess we are.
Those are good, legitimate questions. Yeah. What is this guy supposed to go to civil court and catch coronavirus? I mean, if there's more than 10 people in there, you're not supposed to be in groups of more than 10. Call the court before you go drive over there.
Here's a cool one. Yes, I agree. You know, if you're off, there should be no reason to pay your bills. But if you're off, there should also be no reason to have a dirty house. Do all the things you were slacking up on. You guys have an awesome radio station. That's from Mississippi.
Well, thank you for listening. And again, we're here for you. If you have any questions, we'll try to find out the answers. You could text us. Text us your questions or comments to 504-260-9595. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. John Osterlund here with you on a historic day when the federal government told most of America, stay out of public places, stay home, stay away from each other. And the catchphrase is social distancing. And I know many of us have been doing that for years. Even without coronavirus. But in San Francisco, where they have a big homeless problem, tent cities all over the place, health officials in San Francisco are encouraging all of the street people to social distance, and they're being urged, they were being told by the health officials in San Francisco to stay 6 feet apart from each other when dropping deuces in the street. So while defecating, they have to be at least 6 feet away from each other. But other than that, things are fairly normal in San Francisco.
Who's going to inform them? Who's going to go on the streets and tell them that, hey, you guys have to, here's the new rules. It's not like they have cell phones and stuff like that, and then they're keeping up with the news, you know?
Well, people with extra thick masks and extra thick gloves will be telling them that, Coleman. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you on this surreal, wild time here in not only New Orleans, but in most of America, where life as we know it is been put on hold, and we don't know for how long. But if that's not bad enough for the people up in New England, breaking news, Tom Brady just announced he is leaving the New England Patriots. Oh, no. He played there 20 years, what, won 6 Super Bowls? And he didn't say where he's going, but he said his football journey, he said this via Instagram a few minutes ago, it was released. His football journey will continue someplace else. You would think that there are 3 teams right now where Tom Brady could end up, and there's really no more. He's either going to end up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and wouldn't that be something for the Saints to play him twice this upcoming season? He's either going to end up there or with the Los Angeles Chargers, because they're moving into a big new stadium. They have no fans in Los Angeles. They need to do something. He has a big house in Los Angeles. Or he'll end up with the Las Vegas Raiders, because they're moving to a new city, new stadium. They want to sell tickets, and their quarterback is okay, Derek Carr. But if you can get Tom Brady, and look, it's not the same Tom Brady, you know, this last year. If you look at his statistics, he's not the same guy. He's not as good as he was a few years ago. He's not like Drew Brees, even though they're both over 40. Drew Brees' numbers last year are still elite. He's still among the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Tom Brady is not.
I wonder, no matter where Tom Brady goes, is he still willing to bring Antonio Brown with him and have him live in his house?
It's a good question, Coleman. That guy would help any quarterback, no matter how much of a crazy... Well, he's getting... We got to watch our terms here in the year 2020. He's mentally ill, Antonio Brown. As one of the greatest wide receivers ever, he has he's mentally ill. You could call him nuts, crazy, whatever the case may be, but he's got some issues.
On the same subject, you was talking about the craziest trade that just happened in Houston.
Yeah, the NFL is still making news, even though much of the country has been shut down. The Houston Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins. He's one of the 2 or 3 best wide receivers in the NFL. He's right there with Michael Thomas here with the Saints. DeAndre Hopkins was just traded by the Houston Texans to the Arizona Cardinals for injured running back David Johnson and a little bit more. Some are calling that right now the worst trade in NFL history. Why the Houston Texans would do that, people don't know.
And WWE just acquired Rob Gronkowski. How about that?
And wasn't wrestling on television last night in front of no audience?
Yeah, that seems like how it's going to go for the next few weeks. Yeah, they're still going to do shows, but they're playing to an empty crowd.
How about that? So life as we know it right here for many of us here in the United States has been put on hold for a while because of the coronavirus. But news out of New England, boy, it makes them feel even worse this morning. If the coronavirus wasn't bad enough, you lost Tom Brady the same day. You're told to stay away from people and stay home.
You know what I noticed in our last break? I think we're the only ones in the building right now, John. So we can go to these other stations and jiff our show into it and have all the stations listen to this show.
Yeah, where we are here in New Orleans, what Coleman's talking about, our company owns 6 radio stations, and we're basically the only ones here. It is a ghost town around here. Usually these halls and these offices are filled with salespeople.
Yeah, because we owe Tommy Tucker for what he did us on that one interview, so we should go over there and switch over to WWE and switch it to Bayou.
Yeah, when he came in here during our Stormy Daniels interview last month, and he said, oh, excuse me, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Tommy Tucker. And I don't know if Stormy was very impressed, but Tommy is a good guy.
So when we come back from this break, we might be on a little bit more than just Bayou.
That'd be something if they put us on all of the stations this company owns here in New Orleans. But it is like a ghost town up here. And local radio is very, very important.
I'll see what I could do. Shh. Don't tell anybody.
But in times like this, if you have any questions, you could text us. We can get the answers for you. We'll find things out. Our text number is 260-9595 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And happy St. Patrick's Day, even though it doesn't feel like St. Patrick's Day with the whole coronavirus shutdown going on. One quick thing about St. Patrick's Day. You know, I brought this up the other day. But how long can we keep stereotyping Irish people as drunks on a holiday, on St. Patrick's Day? And I asked you, don't you think that's racist? And Coleman said, well, I don't know, the Irish people. That is a race.
No, it's a country. Ireland is a country, not a race of people.
But the Irish people are a race of people.
Yeah, they're white people. I mean, just like Scottish people.
But if there was a Mexican Day, I know we have Cinco de Mayo, but if there was a Mexican Day and all we talked about was tacos and refried beans, wouldn't that be considered...
We do that every Taco Tuesday.
But wouldn't that be considered racist towards Mexicans?
No, because Mexico is a nation, not a race of people. Oh, come on. Black Mexicans, white Mexicans. Louis C.K.'s Mexican. But like, he is literally a Mexican.
But Coleman, I could tell five Mexican jokes right now that people would say that's racist towards Mexicans.
People would tell you it's racist, but it isn't. All right.
They're a race of people. I know Mexico's a country.
Yes.
But Mexicans are a race of people, just like
they're
Irish.
Hispanic.
Irish are a race of people. you just think they're white people with red hair?
No. I say they're a country. They're a nationality. Elon Musk, what do you think he is?
I don't know what Elon Musk is.
He's African. Elon Musk is born in Africa. He came to America. He's literally an African-American.
You mean like Charlize Theron, the actress?
Yeah, Charlize.
She's African-American,
too. She's born in Africa.
She doesn't look like most African-Americans.
But she's African-American. Yeah, that's her nationality.
She's South Africa.
But she's white. Her race is white. Yeah. So you see the difference?
I kind of do, but if you tell a Mexican joke, they'll call you racist, yet you can just joke about Irish people being drunk all the time, and it's okay, people laugh about it. You don't think that's a racial stereotype?
All right, so which way you want to go? You want to be able to joke about Mexicans, or you want the Irish to be offended? We could do both. We could say, you know what?
I want to be able to joke about everybody and everything, but we're not allowed to anymore in the year 2020. But don't you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
If you keep stereotyping the Irish as drunks and we celebrate it, to me, what's the difference between that and talking about Mexicans, you know, just eating tacos and refried beans and things like that?
Well, I don't think being a drunk is necessarily offensive to the Irish people. Maybe they embrace it like I do. When people call me a perverted alcoholic, I'm like, yeah, and I celebrate it. So if somebody was to call me that, I wouldn't be offended by it.
All right. I'm just wondering. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I saw all morning. Usually it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Well, I read. There was a couple of paragraphs next to it, too. The dumbest thing I read and saw all morning next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you, and it's time for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this is actually... This is actually the dumbest thing I read and the dumbest thing I saw all morning. It's the coronavirus challenge on social media, started on TikTok. Woman licking toilet seat for the coronavirus challenge. Has gone viral.
Literally viral.
She's a 22-year-old woman, Coleman, and she's very attractive. Her name is Ava Louise. She's a social media influencer from Miami. She's been on the Dr. Phil show twice.
So you said Miami?
And it all makes sense.
When you said attractive woman, I was confused. But when you said Miami, it all came clear as day.
And this video has gone viral of her doing the coronavirus challenge, licking a toilet seat. And now there are many other people who are licking toilet seats. And
I wonder if that's the Catch Me Outside girl. What's her name again?
No, that's a different girl.
All right.
That girl's name was Danielle Brajoli. Yeah, this is Ava Louise. And how do you become a social media influencer? One of two ways. you're either extremely attractive or you're very entertaining. Those are the only two ways you could be a social media influencer. And what is that? That is someone who has millions of followers or even hundreds of thousands of followers on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok now.
Yeah, no, it's more than that. You become an influencer when people who realize you have a lot of followers,
they pay you.
Yeah, they give you. They say, hey, could you promote my product on your page? So they say, look, I use this teat whitener.
Yeah.
That's what social influencers do.
Or you put their product that they pay you for in your video that's
right.
Getting watched, that's gone viral. That's, although I don't know, you know, who would want to pay this woman to be their social media influencer after she's licking toilet seats.
Usually stuff like this starts from the guys. I'm surprised that a girl started this challenge, the lick the toilet challenge of coronavirus. Oh my God.
I can't believe a woman this attractive would actually lick a toilet seat, all just to get as many likes, thumbs up, and just to get as much reaction from as many people as possible.
Now, we've seen some crazy mugshots of some crazy women. And even though we know that they've done horrible things, stolen money, scammed people, stabbed their boyfriends, we still make an exception. But licking the toilet seat, I think that's where I draw the line at. All of her attractiveness just went down a drain after I seen a video of her licking a toilet seat.
Yeah, it'd be tough to kiss her after that, wouldn't it? I don't care how many times she's washed her mouth. So, the woman who licked the toilet seat for the coronavirus challenge... That's the dumbest thing I saw and the dumbest thing I just read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Coming up next, what did we learn on the show this morning? Learned a few things. We'll figure that out here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So what did we learn on the show this morning?
I learned something today.
I know that I learned that Tom Brady's 20-year career with the New England Patriots is over. The 6-time Super Bowl winning champion will... He didn't say where he's going this morning, but it's going to be one of three teams. He'll end up either with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It'd be something, the Saints playing him twice. Or he'll end up with the Los Angeles Chargers. Or he'll end up with the Las Vegas Raiders. It'll be one of those three teams Tom Brady ends up with. But I learned that. I also learned that many people agree with me when the federal government tells us to not go to work, which it did to much of the country yesterday, we should not have to pay rent or mortgage or any of our household bills until the federal government tells us the coast is clear. We can go back outside and go back to work again. Right?
Right.
That's not crazy. How do they expect us to pay the mortgage and the rent and the electric bill? How do they expect us to pick car insurance? All of that stuff, if our own federal government is telling us not to go to work. So we shouldn't have to pay those bills. Now, what'd you learn, Coleman?
Well, I learned that the Tom Brady news spread faster than the virus news did, because as soon as that news came out, it was all over social media. It literally went viral on the internet. And I also learned that Florida women can be gross.
Yeah, with the dumbest thing we read and saw all morning with that latest social media challenge, that very attractive social influencer licking a toilet doing the coronavirus challenge. That almost makes eating the Tide Pods look smart.
Right.
When you, the way these social media challenges keep going and going and going, it's something else.
I learned something today.
Well, that's just about going to do it for the show. Hey, thanks for listening. And God willing, we'll be here every day as long as it takes to get through these unprecedented times here in the United States. When our federal government tells us, don't go to work, stay home. I don't know the exact percentage of people who are going to be severely financially screwed by this, but it's a high percent. It really is a high percentage of people that the coronavirus will financially devastate. That will do that to a lot more people than it will kill. I'll tell you that much. It's our commercial free ride. Now, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.